What before dark? If you haven't finished your journey, you're traveling, you say
break.
That you might have, say that you had a what before dark, that is the distance you've got to go. You might say I had a
few miles to go.
Okay. If something is very common and you don't have to look for it in a special place, you would say that you can find that just about
any place.
Okay. If you slipped on the ice and fell that way, you would say he
backwards.
Fell. Okay. If he fell this way,
forwards.
Somebody asked you, did you catch any fish? You'd say, no, what a one. Did you catch any fish? No, what a one. What would you put in there? No, a one.
One got away.
Could you put just a word in there? No,
not a... I caught one. Noah, I didn't catch a one. Yeah,
okay.
A1, I see.
Okay. A schoolboy might say of a scolding teacher, why is she blaming me? I what wrong?
What did I do wrong?
But he says that he would say, I what wrong?
Did nothing wrong.
Okay. Someone apologizes for breaking your rake and you say, that's all right, I didn't like it.
Anyway.
Okay. A crying child might say, he was eating candy and didn't give me
any.
Okay. Somebody might say, now that boy is spoiled. When he grows up, you might say he'll have his trouble. How might you finish that sentence?
He's spoiled, he'll have his trouble making a living.
Okay. What do you call the trenches cut by a plow?
Furrow.
If you have had a good yield in crops, you say we raised a big what?
Bumper crop.
Okay. If you got rid of all the brush and trees on the land, you say you did what?
Cleared the land. Burned it.
Okay. What would you, the second cutting of a clover or grass, what do you call the old dry dead grass that is left over on the ground in the spring?
I don't know.
The wheat is tied up into a what?
Bundle.
The bundles or sheaves are piled up into a what?
Stack, I guess.
Okay. What would you say we raise 40 what of wheat to an acre?
Bushels.
Okay. What have you got to do? What have you got to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Blow them. I don't know what you call it.
Okay. If you and another man have got to do a job, when you told him about it, you'd say you and what?
Ah.
Okay. If you're not speaking to him, just talking about him, you'd say the job is for, that is, if the two of you are going to do it, but you are not speaking to him, just talking about him, you'd say the job is for
the taking.
If you're going to tell somebody that the two of you are going to do it, though, you'd say the job is for
us.
Okay.